We are talking to Jen Ledger. Hi, Jen.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you so much for having me today.
It's going well. All right, so Miss Jen Ledger, we're talking to her. You guys know her as the drummer to Skillet and also doing her own solo project. Now, Jen wants us here at Yes FM to let you guys know, for those of you who may have some confusion, is she leaving the band? What's the answer to that, Jen?
I am not leaving Skillet to do Ledger. I am in two bands at the same time. I'm having an incredible time. But I know a lot of the Skillet fans have been a bit like, what does this mean? Is she leaving? But no, I'm so incredibly fortunate because Ledger is very much so my side project that we were just talking about this, weren't we? But it's kind of like an extension of Skillet. It has been something that's been in my heart to do, to write my own music too. And I'm really excited it's out there, but I am so 100% committed to Skillet and super excited about our new album coming out in August. And there's no changes to the Skillet wheel, just extra music from all of us.
Excellent. Once again, talking to Jen Ledger and, of course, Ledger, her own album, and then, of course, the little drummer girl to Skillet. And Ledger and Skillet both playing. So you got double duty at Spirit Song Festival. I imagine you're going to be a hot dripping mess when you're done playing both. Yeah.
I know. I'm going to be so disgusting by the end of that night. Yeah, you've seen us play with Skillet. I'm always like dripping three songs in. But yeah, having two sets in one night is no joke. I definitely go to bed completely wrecked, but I'm trying to get my cardio in now so that it's not such a shock to my system. This summer I've got quite a lot of Ledger and Skillet dates where I'm playing two sets in one day. And so it's like, yeah, it's definitely another level. Like, I'm tired at the end of the night, but I'm also just so incredibly happy to be doing both. You know, I feel like I've really been faithful to step out in what I think God's put before me right now. And even if it makes the season kind of busy, I'm all for it. Let's just run, you know. I'm just in a season of running, and I'm really enjoying it.
Once again, we're talking to Ledger, her own solo album, as well as the drummer for Skillet, going to be at Spirit Song Festival. So, Jen, is this the first Spirit Song you've done, or have you done it in capacity with Skillet at all?
I played it with Skillet, I think, quite a lot of times.
Okay.
But Ledger, this is the first time. And I'm pretty excited because I have really fun memories of Spirit Song. It's got, like, you just know how to rock that. You know, there's, like, always a great crowd, and it makes the show so special when it just feels like the people are there ready to have a great time. And there's an incredible energy there that's super special to Skillet when we perform. Really incredible fans we get to meet, and so I'm just really hoping that there's even half of the response for Ledger too. I'll be incredibly happy because it's just a great energy, and you guys get us really pumped up. It makes those shows really special.
Oh, I imagine too. I mean, they see you, you know, obviously the drummer in the background of Skillet, but now you're out in the open and you're a little bit more exposed with that. How do you handle that? How has that process been for you as far as dealing with, okay, now you're the it girl, but then also too balancing between, you know, being the drummer in that band and then doing your own solo career?
Yeah, honestly, it was more of a switch than I knew it would be because, you know, I've been performing with Skillet for 11 years. I kind of assumed, okay, I've learned about performance. I know what it feels like to be on stage. But it's a massive shift between being in the back behind my drums, kind of in the support role, to moving into the front person where there's nothing hiding you. Not only that, these songs are kind of like from the depths of my heart. Like, these are very personal to me. So it feels very vulnerable. And Andrew, like, the first few times I did it, I was like, I have no idea what to do with my arms and legs. Like, I've never been more aware of my own limbs. I'm just so used to having my own little world behind the kit. And it was a big stretch for me, actually. I'm just trying to do my best to learn from John Cooper because he's just so incredible. It's not just about fronting a song, but it's about making the audience comfortable and connecting with them in between the songs, too. And so, you know, the first few shows I did, I'm like, oh, this sounds kind of awkward. And I'm like, oh, it's because I'm being awkward. And just learning to, like, get really comfortable with myself, not being hidden, was a lot more stretching than I thought it was going to be. And but I'm really learning as I go, and I feel like I'm growing and just trying to learn from the best. Like, John and Corey are just so incredibly talented, and just watch and learn, you know, just that's my motto, watch and learn, and just have a good time because I'm just so happy to be there. But yeah, maybe that was a bit awkward because I'm learning. Just have some grace for me and we'll have some fun together.
Once again, we're talking to Jen Ledger, who is the drummer to Skillet, but then obviously doing her own solo stuff too. You know what? I got to say, if you're going to have mentors as far as who to learn from, yeah, I mean, John and Corey, I mean, great performers in and of themselves, but just super cool people. And I know that Corey has poured, we've talked about this before, but Corey has just really poured a lot into you to, you know,
yes.
help you launch, you know, that baby bird kind of out of the nest kind of feel.
Absolutely. Honestly, I owe this project to Corey Cooper. Like, she really empowered me, and there was times when I was like, I can't do this. I just don't have it in me, and it's just too much for me. And she's the one that said, you know, yes, you can, because God is with you. And, you know, she's the one that really did enable any of it. And she's the kind of friend that will speak faith over you, and she sees things when you don't. And she's just called out things within me that honestly I didn't think were there. So I owe, like, so much of, like, my walk with the Lord to her and this career. And yeah, it's kind of a special thing to look on, you know, I'm on this side of it looking back, seeing the journey getting there. And I'm 100% happy to say I owe it to the Coopers, because, you know, they met me as a 17-year-old that had never played drums professionally in front of anyone. And they took massive chances on me and poured into me. They've made me a musician and that I never could have been. And they also, they really poured into me spiritually. I'd only given my life to God a year before they met me, and they've kind of discipled me, shown me what it means to live passionately and radically for Jesus. And I feel like I've been mentored by some really world-changing people. And, all I can do is say thank you to God for that, because I don't know how I got such a wonderful place, and it's pretty awesome to be talking to you about it now. Very special, you know?
Absolutely. Once again, talking to Jen Ledger. And so you talked about, you know, as far as kind of how you look on stage, and obviously we'll give you grace. No worries about that. But, you know, as far as your music, you know, the album Ledger's been out for a little over a year now. What kind of a message did you want to convey with your own music? You know, I mean, I obviously there's messages that you guys want to convey with Skillet, and, you know, Victorious is coming out. But then, your own music, you know, what does Jen want to say through her music?
I'd say the main thing about my life is, honestly, if God can do something like this with me, he can do anything with you. I like the scripture from 1 Corinthians where it says, God chooses the weak to shame the strong, and he chooses the fool to shame the wise, and he calls the things that are not into being, is very much so kind of like what I feel like my testimony is. I'm a girl from Coventry, England that wanted to be a hairdresser, and God had such different plans for me, and it's all by his grace and goodness. And I kind of, my message for my Ledger Project music would be, with God anything is impossible, and no matter how weak you feel, no matter how broken you feel, he takes the weak and he makes them strong, and he takes the broken and he makes them into things that are beautiful. And the quicker that you just realize it's okay for you to not be perfect, because he loves us even when we're not perfect, and he lets his glory be shone through us. I mean, it's just one of the most freeing things, and me stepping out with Skillet, me stepping out with Ledger, it's kind of what my whole life is about. Like, if you would use someone like me, I know he will use anyone else, you know? And, so I hope that my music can encourage people that no matter how weak you feel, let him shine his strength through you, because the quicker you realize you're weak, the more he can glorify himself in your life anyway. And you can just point to him. Like, I know this isn't me, it's all him. And there's no better place to be. So I hope that I can empower people and lift them up, and just kind of let them be brave. Why not spend this life taking shots, throwing punches, and, you know, like, you'd rather go down swinging, trusting in your God, he might use this, than never trying at all. That's just, like, so much more depressing, and why not go for it with this little time we have?
We're talking to Jen Ledger, who is the drummer to Skillet, and also Ledger, the solo project. Going to be at Spirit Sound Festival Kings Island, which is near Cincinnati. And we're just talking about, you know, the music and what you want to convey. Obviously, your new single. And so that's the last question we're going to ask you about, Jen, before we let you go. But your new single, Completely, was it that you wanted to go ahead and convey in that song? I mean, it's kind of like overt there, but, you know, obviously, obviously to get your mindset and hear it straight from you is like absolutely amazing.
Oh, it would be very fun. Basically, Honestly Completely is just such a simple song. As I said before, like, my EP's got some heavier content. You know, it's definitely like a fight, you know, step out, fight, be brave, be bold. There's a lot of that in there. Whereas Completely is a little bit of a twist on that, in that what I find really freeing is the fact that I can just rest in this love. That no matter, you know, you let other people down and then they go cold on you, or, you know, when you're relationally with humans and friends, it can just be kind of messy at times, and there can be sides of yourself that you don't want to show. However, with him, even when you realize, oh, I really suck, I shouldn't have done that, that was, I hate seeing maybe something in myself that's not good, it's so awesome that this is the only place I can be just completely free, because he already knew and he loves me completely. And it sounds really silly, sounds kind of like simple, but it's honestly one of the most profound things for me, because I'm kind of not one of run to God at times when you feel, you know, you feel ashamed, or you feel, oh, I haven't been good this week, I haven't been praying much, I haven't been seeking him. And it's like he just has such a grace that is so strong and so powerful that we forget. We forget it's all already been paid for and we can come to him boldly. And I just find, like, whenever I come back to the basics, his love is what I live for. And this is what I rest in. And I kind of just wanted to sing the song about how it's kind of the only reason I live now. So it sounds kind of silly, but it's really just a celebration song, I guess.
Not silly, no. Just pouring your heart out. This is Jen. This is why we love you.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for understanding. I'm like, I don't know. I feel really now saying it all that loud. But it's, yeah, just really a simple celebration song of what sounds simple, but is a very profound thing, really.
Jen, I think you're going to find when you're doing you, when you're doing Jen, people are going to relate to that, and they'll get it and stuff like that. So just keep doing you. Be awesome.
Well, thank you so much. If God can make people think I'm awesome, then you definitely do with you.
Once again, we're talking to Jen Ledger. She's going to be at Spirit Song Festival, and we're going to be there too. And Jen, thank you so much for taking some time out and chatting up with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited, and I can't wait to see there, and I'll see you guys all soon. Thanks again.
No problem. Hey, if people wanted to catch your music, where could they find you on social media?
If you do at Jen Ledger, I'm on at Jen Ledger's Twitter and on Instagram too. And then we also have at Skillet Music, and we've got a new album coming out in August. Follow both of those and you'll not miss anything from either band.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Jen, for taking some time out with us.